Chapter 17, Christian Justice. Up to this point, we have talked about the duties of Christian in relation to himself. Now let us examine his obligations in relation to others. The first element for a proper relationship with other people is justice. Without this basic element, even one's goodness can turn out to be useless. If partially and one-sidedness appear, it is instead of truth. There are, however, marked differences and conditions of just relationship between peoples. Legal or loyal justice, from loi law, this is the lowest form of just relationship, the most widespread in civil and state life. A loyal person strives to precisely fulfill state and civil laws which are mandatory for him and for others. In addition, he usually fulfills all his personal transactions and obligations exactly and punctually. He does not, however, go two steps further than these legal norms and boundaries to make concessions and condescensions. This type of person can be called unsympathetic and pitiless. Such a person of iniquity neither creates nor violates laws, but will take what is his own without concessions, even if his neighbor will suffer from this. Of course, in our time, such legality just persons are comparatively orderly, since they fulfill their obligations honorably. But an Orthodox Christian, nevertheless, it is clear that such relationship is insufficient because it is not Christian but purely pagan. Justice of correctness. In the moral respect, this form of justice is significantly higher than the previous one. We refer to a person as correct who, in his relationship with those around him, strives to fulfill what is necessary not only according to the external laws and customs but also according to his conscience. Therefore, he treats everyone equally and is peaceful, polite, and careful with all. He willingly responds to a request for a service and tries to do everything that he has promised, often freeing other people from difficulties by this. In comparison to the dry loyal people, it is easy and pleasant to live and work with such a correct, conscientious people. Still, this is far from Christianity, since such compassion and responsiveness is seldom contrast and faithful to itself, and it reaches a point where it fades and dries up. Christian justice. This is the complete type of justice, the justice of the Christian heart. Its basic, wise, clear, and comprehensible principle is expressed in the gospel by the words, "So then, whatever you wish that others would do to you, even so do you also to them." And the apostles' counsel repeated this in a negative form. Do not do to others what you do not wish done to yourself. And so, do not bring any falsehood or lie or offense or evil unto life. O people, are your neighbors, and do not do to them what you do not do wish to yourself. Moreover, not only must we do no evil, but we must do good according to our conscience from the heart, being motivated by the gospel law of love, mercy, and forgiveness. If you want people to treat you sincerely, then open your heart to your neighbors Do not be an egoist. Do not consider your rights as loyal and correct people do. Rather, place the welfare and good of your neighbors above all your rights, according to the law of Christian love. And it very often happens in life that we are too condescending to ourselves, but are too demanding and strict to neighbors. Christians' justice speaks otherwise. The Lord said, "Why do you look at the twig in your brother's eye, but you do not feel the beam in your own eye? Hypocrite, first remove the beam from your own eye, and then you will see how to remove the twig from your brother's eye." For this reason, ascetics of Christianity, while grieving so about their own sin, being almost pitilessly strict and demanding of themselves, we're so forgiving and compassionate to others, covering the faults of their neighbors with kindness and love. In general, the Christian rule of life teaches us that in such sorrowful events as arguments and misunderstandings, we must seek to find guilt in others, but in ourselves, in our own lust, obduracy, self-love, and egoism. Thus, Christian justice demands from us condescension towards others. Even this, however, is not sufficient. It calls us to see in every person our own brother, a brother in Christ, a beloved creation, an image of Almighty God. And no matter how a man might fall, no matter how he darkens the image of God in himself by sins and vices, we must still seek a spark of God in his soul. Sins are sins, but the basis of man is God's image. Hate sin, but love the sinner. St. John Cronstadt once said, "Together with respect for the persons of our neighbor, we must also exhibit trust in him. This is especially necessary when a person who has fallen into error comes forth with the evangelical words, 'I repent,' and promises correction. How often the good intention of such a repenting person is met with mistrust and coldness, and the good desires for correction disappears, being replaced by anger and destructive decisions. Who answers for the destruction of his soul? A sincere, loving Christian, on the contrary, joyfully receives the good volition of the neighbor, emphasizing his full trust and respect towards the repenter, and by this often supporting and strengthening on the right path one who is still weak and faltering. Of course, it sometimes happens that the person who has promised to correct himself will either through weakness or through a conscious desire to deceive, misuse the trust of the neighbor. But can this crush the feeling of trust and goodwill towards his neighbor in a believing Christian love? Of that love about which the apostle said that it covers all things, believes in all things, hopes all things, endures all things."